the movement as far as equality for blacks, do you feel like that, what's your opinion? How do you think that, that you should express this? You know, you got different leaders as far as Jesse Jackson, and you had Mr. Du Bois and different people in the past that they had opinions about how y'all should arrive to this equality. Well, what do you think? What's your opinion of that?
How we should arise to being equal?
Yeah, I mean, do you have an opinion about that? How it was handled through the times, the way that segregation was changed? Can you remember how Byron expressed it in marching?
I can remember some. Okay, the expression on mostly was how the blacks were being treated, and you got some places they be more employing of whites than and with a whole bunch of whites and no blacks, and some even in promotions the blacks was overlooked on being promoted to different promotions. And that's that goes back to the managers and to the management. If he wanted to be a fair manager, if he should, not just showing favoritism, that goes back to the best person for the job. And okay, now naturally you would have more whites qualified because they would have a better chance of getting more education. But now you got the blacks, they can get as good an education as the whites,
What's changed? Nothing was changing.
Well, all the marching and the government had a big part in it. Well, they went ahead of part in it, had them for the market, and so. Mm-hmm. So that.
I recall two theories of the black leaders. One was that you work hard, you work harder and strive to work hard to gain equality. And another one was to protest and demand equality. Well, how do you feel? Between the two there, what do you think is more important or has led to the changes that's come about?
I think we should just, as blacks anyway, you have to work doubly hard as a white person to try to accomplish whatever you're trying to accomplish. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to work twice as hard. And so you couldn't just demand it, because if a person or business or manager got a job, if you don't want to give you a job, he'd have other people looking at him, but that's his business. That's his, he do like he want to, but I guess he tried to, in order to stay in business, he tried to do things that's fair,
But if you have somebody picketed and marching in front of his store, that seems to grab some attention.
Right? Oh, yeah, that can grab some attention. That, I guess they figured, that would do more damage than, that way. Because you take a lot of people, and especially if he's in a certain area, and if the blacks picketed and don't buy nothing, he ain't make no money,
How did the marches and stuff that you can remember? Can you remember anything about that time? Were you involved in them?
No, I've never been in them. Never been on a march. Never have.
The reason for that?
Well, I just make myself occupied doing something else.
You have a few grandchildren. Have they ever expressed any talk to you about segregation in schools today? Or can you see anything from your point of view that they're faced with?
No, they never have said anything, because they grew up you know, as they was, when they was born, segregation was already in, so that's all they, you know, that's all they know, you know, going to school, and then even when they went to, was it daycare, Head Start, so they went to Head Start, and so that's three and four years old, so that's, you know, it was nothing new to them when they went only to grade school.
Did they ever ask you any questions? By then, maybe they're learning something in school. Did they ever come back and ask Granddad about anything?
About what happened in full time? No, but they, okay. Now, some of them, let's see, I'm trying to think, yeah, one of them, the boys, they have a, no, they don't have a, yeah, they have a black history. So they have black history.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they just come in and tell us what they had. They never asked us any, mm-hmm. why this or what's that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we had eight. They, I guess, you know, well, the teachers now, even some of the teachers that teaching now, they probably very, few of them that's older would go back into the segregation time. Because most of them now, they've been in it since, you know, since schools integrated. So.
What would you tell them? How would you describe it to them? Could you think of, you know, how would you describe your segregation to them?
Okay, well, I just probably tell them some of the things that we went through, and to tell them it's, you know, we've come a long ways, much, real long ways from back then to now.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there's still some room for improvement, and to in order for that to be changed anymore, they just have to really buckle down and get a better education, try to get all the education that they can.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the way times and things are changing now, everything's going to be computerized, and so you're going to have a good education in order to stick with it, you know.
And you feel that they're getting
I do. I think they're getting the same education as the white children now. Because, one of my little boys' class, you still, you know, the white, they always will outnumber the blacks, but they name several of his classmates, they're white, and say they're real good friends, so they get along real good.
Mm-hmm.
And so they play together well, you know. So they haven't had any problems.
Okay, let's go back. I want to carry you back to that time that you went on a date and you had to get your clothes from the window and you had to go back to the car. Can you... Is that what... How would... would you do anything different at that time?
Oh, at, you know, you said, would I do anything different?
Yeah.
Well, you mean, like, since I know what I know now and...
Yeah, thinking back, do you ever think back and say, you know, boy, I wish I had done something different here, or maybe I should have just stood there. Do you ever think back and maybe think that there was something you...
Well, I can recall one incident when I went to a movie and was on the way home and stopped in too. I was going to get a sandwich. And this one lady, so she had went on the white side. I don't know if she was from down in this area or what. Anyway, she had went around the other side, and the man told her she could go around and come to that room. And she said, well, what's different? There's several there and over here. So he said, well, this is for the white area. She said, well, your food's the same, isn't it? My money's the same. So, but she never did leave. And I had got my sanity before. They were still conversing going on. I had got my sanity left. I don't know what, if the man called the police or what. I recall that incident. You know.
You remember anything else like that? Can you recall any other
No.
So few blacks actually stood up that you can remember like that to actually stand up for themselves and say, hey, you know,
no,
you had a few that would
do that. But see, I don't know if they did it when they start drinking or that it was just a mean speaking them or they just didn't care, you know. But yeah. I guess they were just trying to rush things on. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So overall, the world's getting better, you know?
Well, I won't say the world's getting better. The people's are getting better. But the world's still the same, you know. It's just the people that's they're the one that they make the changes, you know, and so it's the people that's gotten better.
Let's talk about Jesse Jackson. He seems to be a big civil equal rights movement. Do you in your opinion think that he's doing right by some of the things that he does? I know that there's mixed things there. Yeah. You got a few organizations. Speak about him first, maybe.
I don't know a whole lot about Governor Jackson. Because I hadn't just followed him, you know. I'd see him occasionally. And sometimes I'd listen, sometimes I wouldn't, you know. But I just hadn't really followed him that much.
For the tape purposes, the reason I asked you about Jesse is he just brought this up about Hollywood, the motion picture industry. They were trying to boycott the Oscar Awards because of the reasons there was not sufficient black directors, black actors, black movies, and I think he feels like that it's control, I guess, more segregation, keeping them out of it. I wasn't sure if you were, you're not aware of any of that. The NAACP is a strong voice for the black movements, and do you familiar and support that movement pretty well?
I've been forced for several times to, you know, to join the NAACP. I just hadn't felt that, you know. I just hadn't felt that I'd need to be a member. I know it's a good organization. And that's another one I hadn't just really read, and I've heard several, you know, comments about it, where it's just been feeling real strongly down in my heart that's what I want to be in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just hadn't.
So if you were going on, you say you teach your grandchildren that, you know, to work hard because it is hard, get a good education.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you. I think we can end this here.
Okay.